This is Wild About Utah.
The most important lessons I can give my daughter are not through me, but instead those found best in the wild. Though she can't talk, I know she still listens. Though her childhood amnesia is inevitable, I know that neural circuits are still being formed. Those circuits will do her good one day. Our favorite lesson is in the tenacity of beavers. This winter, we took one of our favorite hikes through knee-deep post-holing snow to one of our favorite beaver dams. The dogs trot ahead, sniffing at the path, darting to the stream that runs alongside our trail and back, and lead us, as they have many times before, up the trail. When we come to the great beaver dam, the one that assuredly took not just years but generations of beavers to build, we stop for a snack and water and let our daughter sit quizzically in the springtime slush. I explain to her the parts of the beaver's home, the dam, the lodge, how they store their food. She listens while she smushes snow in her mittens, neural circuits are formed, and we pack up to start the slushy walk back to the car. A good day's hike and lesson. A Greek proverb is dusted off in my mind, that a society grows great when old men plant trees under whose shade they know they shall never sit. Those beavers are good Greeks, but likely poor hoplites. Later that spring, we return to the dam, our trail shortened by melted snow. Snow is gone from the trail, but still holding fast in the mountains above. The travel is easier, muddier, but the beaver platonic republic justly endures. I explain the parts of the Castorian city-state yet again, and explain what the beavers are doing now that we see fresh aspen fells. They're collecting good sugars and preparing for their kits. Callipolis endures, as it has, another year out of dozens of millennia, and even without a cut of pulp in sight. I wonder if beavers have oral traditions. Time then passes as we all pass through space, and summer buds, blooms, and begins to fade. The cattle have come, grazed, trampled, and been driven off yet again. We return to Xanadu in the early morning before the sun beats hard. We can even get closer to the dam now that the forest gates are open, and we prepare for our adventure. My daughter looks around excitedly and drinks water from her cup. The dogs look around excitedly at all the leftover cow pies to investigate. Luckily, they've dried. We exit the car and make our short way to the beavers, only to discover that tragedy has struck between spring and now. The dam has burst. Like the River Isen, a great work of nature has blown a hole in the water keep and drained the promised pond. The shoreline has receded like a tonsure, the lodge's secret doors exposed as if by moonlit Ithildin, and the water flowing with Newtonian determination towards Great Salt Lake. It's shocking at first, seeing this anchor of time heaved asunder, the work of generations of beavers up and smote by springtime runoff. All that labor, all those lives well lived, perhaps not wasted, but at least now remembered with a sigh. I sigh out as well and explain this all to my daughter. She listens, pulls on cow mown grasses, synapses fire, and circuits connect. We complete our hike and eventually go home. Finally, early this fall, we set off for the utopia that was once more. Colors have begun to change to golds and crimsons. The air is more crisp, the heat more bearable. We saddle up in the toddler backpack and see what there is to see of the beavers. We arrive to wonders of hope and joy, and the tenacity of those beavers. The dam, it appears, is not abandoned. The labor of generations is honored with the restoration of the work. Not in its entirety, mind you, for that will again take years and perhaps generations, but the work is underway regardless. Greek thinking again prevails. Whether by purpose or itch, it matters not, but slowly the pond is regrowing. The shoreline has risen to swallow back and douse bare earth, and the water's a bit more wine dark. I excitedly show my daughter, who is excitedly playing with my hat, the work that has happened, and the work yet to do. The beavers will not quit when allowed to do so. They are tenacious little buggers whose teeth grow forever. We take it all in and continue our hike, and eventually circle back and go home. A new proverb pops into my head. A society grows great when we get to work and, figuratively, give a damn. I'm Patrick Kelly, and I'm Wild About Utah.